Bay F. Ring 23.
Did you grow up with dogs?
Uh-huh.
Where did you grow up?
Here in San Francisco, native born, yeah. My early pictures show a fox terrier, or as my folks said, it was a fox terrible.
Jean Bobbitt is in her 90s, and she's been in the dog business for 6 decades. She started off as a trainer, something she does to this day, by the way.
And over the years, she became a breeder, a handler, and even an entrepreneur.
I went into dog beds and dog equipment, and I still make crate pads and cuddle blankets.
And you could find all that and more for sale there. A whole wing of the Cow Palace was filled with vendors.
We are the dog sports booth. We carry lots of leather, canine equipment, collars and leashes, harnesses.
We sell pet furniture for dogs and cats.
We're basically selling synthetic lawns for pet owners.
My collars range from $17 to $23 for the normal collars.
The big seller has been these collars that have the flashing lights.
I do have a specialized collar with the prongs, which is up to $40.
It was like a snapshot of what's happening in storefronts all across San Francisco.
There are actually no hard numbers on how big the dog economy is in the city. And as far as we can tell, no one's keeping track.
But what we do know is that investors are starting to take note. We asked reporter Casey Miner to take us on a tour of San Francisco's dog economy. She started in a neighborhood with one of the highest concentrations of dog businesses in the city, the Marina.
Let's say you wanted to take your dog out on Union Street one day after work. Let's call your dog Fluffy. So first, you pick Fluffy up where you left her that morning.
The Moulin Pooch Doggy Daycare.
Moulin Pooch calls itself a dog boutique and villa. Fancy. It would be nice to stick around for yappy hour, but she's been there all day. So how about a change of scenery?
This is a pet grooming headquarters.
In this tiny shop, just a few blocks away, Fluffy can get a bath, a haircut, and a nail trim. Then, all fluffed up, it's time for a treat.
This is Limercel Dog Bakery. So it's a full-scale bakery for dogs. There's around like 60 different treats for dogs. They're all made on location by our pastry chef.
Oh, and actually, I forgot to mention this. Today is Fluffy's special day.
Of course, birthday cakes come in like 4 different sizes, 2 different flavors.
And finally, after an afternoon of pampering, it's time for a well-deserved trip to the dog park just around the corner. This is just one street, one tiny slice of the dog services the Bay Area has to offer. There's a dogumentary photographer and an animal communicator. There are dog Reiki practitioners and dog massage therapists. There's a newspaper called Bay Woof, a pet taxi, and a raw pet food delivery service. There are at least 300 members of the San Francisco Professional Dog Walkers Association. And while we don't know the total size of San Francisco's dog economy, we do know what prices these services can fetch. Fluffy's Day Out, which really uses just a few of the services, would cost about $120. And many new business owners are finding that there's seemingly endless demand.
So we have Bailey, we have snacks. Let's see, who else is in there? The retriever over there is Cooper A, because we have a Cooper P. We tend to keep a really close eye on him because he's a poop eater.
Anna Gill knows the name and temperament of every one of the dogs who frequent her business, between 80 and 100 of them most weekdays. It's a doggy daycare called Dogpile Dogs on a 22,000-square-foot lot behind a fence in the aptly chosen Dog Patch neighborhood. The dogs spend most of their time hanging out in big outdoor yards.
It's a lovely space. It's a little bit like working on a farm in the middle of the city.
Just a few years ago, Gill was a corporate attorney, and she needed somewhere to bring her Basset hound, Truman, while she was working.
I realized that there are things that I wanted in the daycare services, so I started thinking about that over time. And I started setting it up in my mind, what I wanted for Truman. I retired from the practice of law from Genentech to open this place, and my life savings essentially is into this place. So I'm very grateful and thankful that it has worked out.
That was in 2009. Today, she's got 15 employees, and she says she gets 50 to 75 applicants within 2 days of posting a job. She doesn't advertise, but has attracted so much business that for a while she had to stop accepting new dogs just to keep the numbers manageable. And she's earned enough money to start expanding.
We're about to open up the south end there and create a little senior oasis for some of the older dogs. It'll be really nice. They'll have a nice sun deck for them to lay out on. There'll be lots of trees and plants. We'll just try that out, see how that works.
Gil says details like this matter to her clients.
We have people bringing in dogs who are on medications, for example, for Prozac if they're anxious. The collars and jackets that are on these dogs are all just the best. They're designer labels. They're Gucci and just any high-end designer that you could think of. We have dogs coming in with very nice cashmere turtleneck sweaters with pearl buttons on them.
All this investment in dogs' health and happiness has also opened a new market, the dog-focused tech startup.
So I'm Ben Jacobs, CEO and co-founder of Whistle. And Whistle is the first company focused on using technology to keep pets healthy.
Whistle is a dog activity tracker, a little device you can attach to your dog's collar that records how much she's moving around each day.
And what this device does, it's waterproof, it's ruggedized, it just goes wherever your dog goes. It's constantly measuring your dog's activity with a very sensitive accelerometer. And then Whistle's job is to take all of that raw data, ultimately millions of data points per dog, and translate it into the way you already think about your animal.
In other words, to help dog owners and vets keep better track of what's normal, so they'll know when something's wrong.
So this is my dog, this is Duke. First thing you see is his total minutes of activity.
The app looks like a Facebook or Instagram feed, with entries saying how much your dog walked, photos you can share with friends, and warnings when you're going off track. Jacob says this reflects what they learned from surveying 3,000 potential customers around the country.
To anyone who has a dog, is the number one concern for any owners, their animal's wellness, and their happiness. You know, it's phrased in terms of the dog's not only health, but also emotion.
And our emotions influence how we use our wallets. For dogs, at least, money might be able to buy happiness. Whistle's got $6 million in startup capital, 24 investors and advisors, and around 20 employees, and they just launched. They're among the first companies to the dog startup market, but not the only ones. AngelList, an online marketplace that connects startups with investors, lists 57 dog-focused tech companies around the country. Half of them joined just this year. In San Francisco, I'm Casey Miner for Cross Currents.